This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. After hours, live here on the court at TD Garden.
It's nice out here, Bobby. I like it.
Just a couple more of these left. And the Celtics tried to do a dress rehearsal tonight before those final two. Get the top six out there. Get the starters together against a Knicks team that came in hot, looking to clinch that three seed. And they flopped almost immediately. Four quick turnovers to start this game. A slew of six offensive rebounds by the Knicks in that first quarter. Four of them turning into points for New York as they built a double-digit lead before halftime. And then I think it got up to like 21 by halftime. It just mounted to the point where it got to 30 by the third quarter. And then you see the bench emptying. So a ghastly sight, as I said on Twitter.
Yeah, Jimmy liked that one.
Here is Kristaps Porzingis' assessment of what happened here tonight.
Maybe we'll get our ass kicked again one more time and start the series. Who knows? And then it's a wake-up call for us. But most likely, if I had to bet, I would say we'll show up at the level that we need to show up. But it's on us. It's on us. And as I said, I don't think it's I don't think it's a habit for us. You know, it's just, to be honest, once we turned up, they were still making shots. They were still like, man, it was just one of those games for them and one of those games for us, to be honest, even when the intensity was like evened out. So, and usually when we even out the intensity, we always have the advantage and we start building. But tonight wasn't our night on any of those aspects. So we got the result. But the second unit was on fire, you know, and got us back and at least gave some like positivity to the crowd at the end of the game. But again, I would say no chance we don't turn up as the team that the fans love on the first playoff game.
Do the Celtics need a wake-up call, Joe Sway?
If not, they're going to get one anyways, right, Bobby? I mean, the playoffs, it's another level in terms of teams obviously playing for their lives, and that's exactly the kind of energy they got here. You know what I mean? I mean, the New York Knicks weren't playing for their playoff lives, but I think this meant a lot to them. They really want to lock in that number three seed, avoid the Celtics and the possible potential second round matchup, and then get to the Eastern Conference Finals and see them there. I mean, if you're Coach Thibodeau, that's your mindset going into this one, and you're going to make sure that everyone's on the same exact page. This is a team that you've played now five times throughout the course of the regular season. Who better than the best team in the NBA with the best record, with this humongous lead atop of the Eastern Conference, and they're healthy. You know, you got the starting five out here. You got guys that obviously they're the biggest reason why this team has the best record in the NBA. So they put forth that type of effort, and you saw it from start to finish. If you ask me, Jalen Brunson was tremendous. I thought OG was great as well. You know, having him back in the fold means a lot to this team, to this organization. Coming off of that trade, you know. The Knicks really found their stride. It's unfortunate that they're playing without Julius Randle, but I think they're motivated. I think they're driven, you know, and I think tonight against the Celtics was a great example of that. So, I mean, again, if you don't wake up in the playoffs, I mean, a team like this is gonna wake you up, you know, like as Porzingis brought up. And I thought it was interesting hearing from him because, you know, he's never really been deep in the playoffs, right? Not to mention, I mean, never mind guys like Tatum and Jalen and, you know, Derek White, who was on this team, you know. So I just think those guys have been there before. I hate to use the line, oh, they're bored and they're just waiting for the playoffs. But I just think their heart just naturally wasn't in it. And I think the rebounding numbers and the overall defense really showed that in this game.
39 for Brunson. If you were on prizepicks.com/CLNS picking more on his.
Yeah, you came up.
You came through with a win there. This, This to me, it's tough. And I agree with all the stuff you said about the Knicks. They're the team that worries me the most in a given series, or I think the team that can give the Celtics the toughest time in a series. And as you mentioned as well, they're probably not going to be in that bracket. So that's an East Finals discussion. So
right.
I'll put them to the front. Noah a couple of days ago, and we said both they wake up call in round one. They need a team like the Heat, and I think we've talked about this too, that's going to jolt their senses immediately, put up their radar, whatever you want to call it, make them alert to the fact that it is the playoffs, it's go time, you're playing the team that just beat you. So
it's revenge time if that's the case. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's my
I hope
first
they get
choice.
Something like that.
I hope it's Miami. I really do, because
don't, no Magic, no
they'll test you.
No Bulls series you're just going to show up to thinking you already won.
Yeah.
You need the Heat. Even the Sixers, I think, would do that, though. We've talked about how the Sixers could actually beat you down and, you know, maybe cause an injury or bump or bruise here or there, or take the series at least longer than you wanted to. So I think the Heat are the happy medium where you can beat them, but it's going to be tough. And you got to show up.
Yeah, no, for sure. And listen, too, like, this is a team that's, you know, in my opinion, built to win a championship. I mean, they're talented enough. But we know where they are in sense of their talent and their overall focus as a team that's been to these conference finals a handful of times and just ready to make it back to the NBA finals and win a title. But this whole, like, narrative of, like, oh, man, I hope it's a team that really keeps them in it. I mean, like, I just feel like playing in the playoffs, being in the postseason, seeing this place filled, like, that should happen organically. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, if they get, like, too light of a team, you know, that could really mess with them mentally. Well, it shouldn't. I mean, it could happen, but it shouldn't. You know, I think that's what Porzingis was realistically trying to say there. But, you know, obviously he doesn't want to get too ahead of himself and say, oh, no, we're going to just dominate like we've been doing all season long. I mean, the playoffs is a different animal for sure. But I think the best version of yourself should happen naturally, especially when you're this talented. And again, this experience and the sense of guys who have been into deep, deep playoff runs, maybe not Kristaps Porzingis, but, you know, someone like Jrue Holiday, who's won a championship before. I mean, he knows it's not a matter of, oh, it's all about if the team pushes us to that focus. No, that's got to happen organically.
It's difficult because this is probably it for them. I don't think they're going to play tomorrow, at least most of the starters. Maybe this inspires some of them to get out there. I don't know. Sunday, they're most certainly not playing. So this could have been the last time we see these starters together, at least all of them. Porzingis and Horford are probably going to sit tomorrow back-to-back.
Right.
So this was it. You got some practice time now, but it's a long way until game one. And this is a night where you were hoping you were going to get back to that level you played at there in the regular season against a tough team and put on this dominant win. That's why I called it a dress rehearsal. I was thrilled when everybody was activated for this one. And this wasn't a great way to show up, especially since you already had that wake-up call against the Bucks. I know two starters were out that night. That's an easy excuse of boredom, not ready, playing against more desperate team, and missing guys. There was no real excuse tonight.
Yeah. I mean, listen, besides the hungry Knicks trying to avoid getting pushed down to the fourth seed, I mean, maybe not, but I think maybe that's enough. I mean, in the sense of what this team has been through, the New York Knicks, and they're finally somewhat healthy. Obviously, they don't have one of the big guys in Julius Randle, but I think they were able to I think Thibodeau's ready to rally the troops. You know what I mean? Like, this is a bullet board material, you know what I mean? A bulletin board material, you know, like, again, like, this is the team you want to face if you're the New York Knicks, in the sense of, okay, if this is the team that is going to get everyone motivated or get everyone spirits high with, again, avoiding slipping down to the fourth seed, that's just enough.
I love an East final.
That's enough for these guys. I mean, Josh Hart had a double-double at halftime. I mean, these guys wanted this game, man. Hartenstein was big.
They won
OG.
The margins. They outshot the Celtics by 20 shots tonight, too. So it's a smart team. It's a physical team, and it's a talented team. Brunson can be the best player on the court on any given night. We have another discussion due soon, not tonight, but soon, about whether he moved into that all-NBA first-team class with some of these performances late this year. But we'll hold that for another day.
That's a great topic, man.
We'll get into awards before the end of the year. We'll do all that. So stay
tuned. Plenty of downtime between the end of the season and the playoffs. Thanks to the Celtics' dominant first, dominant regular season for sure.
A lot of discussion on the season that was. I think it's the last time we're going to see a lot of the regulars here tonight. Two games left, though, for whoever shows up for those games. Celtics Hornets, the Grant Williams return tomorrow.
Grant's back.
For potentially an interview with him tomorrow coming here on Celtics All Access. I think that's in the cards. And then CLNS Media for all the game coverage. We'll post-game, pre-game, all the rest here. And, of course, Garden Report always going live here on CLNS Media and Celtics All Access. Of course, check out our official daily fantasy sports partner, Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS for a 100% matching bonus up to $100. And check out our great golf leisure partner, PXG. Go to pxg.com/garden right now.
I found that hat, by the way. There. Like right after we got off the air last show. I'll wear it next show, maybe.
It's rainy these next couple of days, but I can't wait to get out there again in my PXG gear.
Those polos are fire, what? Man.
Maybe we'll even wear them to a game.
Rep them at a game? I don't know. Maybe shoot around.
Gary might get mad at us, but we'll think about it. PXG.com.
Gary would definitely have
some. It's more off-season wear, but it's great. It's comfortable. It's great to even just wear in the summertime, chilling or on the course. So check that out. There's been the Garden Report. Celtics lose to the Knicks 118-109 for Josue Pavone. I'm Buddy Mann. There's been the Garden Report After Hours.